Our psalm reading this morning is one of encouragement and surety. God is there as our safe house. He will shelter us through the storm of life. He is there always in our time of need. Isaiah was there to lift us out of the gloom of darkness by his prophecy of the light to come. The Israelites are to look forward to a time of joy, a time of plenty, rejoicing in the harvest that's going to be the Messiah. The reading actually stops short of the prophecy in verse 6, which I'm sure all of you are familiar with, as we've not long had Christmas and Advent. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The people kept that promise in their hearts and minds in a feeling called hope, and tried faithfully to keep it, and to keep the law and the commandments. But being human, of course, along the way they strayed. They forgot, they were waylaid by current events, life in general, and the promise went to the back of their minds. The years went by, centuries went by, and nothing came to pass. This mysterious Messiah was nowhere to be found. And perhaps for many, their hope faded. In our Matthew reading, Jesus began to preach, and the fulfillment of that very prophecy came into action. The people again saw a great light. If they had been at Jesus' baptism in the Jordan with John, they would have heard and seen at that event, and that alone would have ignited their light of hope. Could this possibly be the promised Messiah who hadn't come in hundreds of years? Jesus' reputation preceded him, and when he called upon Simon called Peter and Andrew, they just left their nets and followed him. The same with calling James and John, they left their father literally in the boat and followed Jesus. But we're not doing the recounting of that story justice without thinking about how it was told in the other Gospels. The story of the calling of the first disciples is slightly different in each Gospel. In this version, it appears as if Jesus just walked up to these men and called them. In other Gospels, there are stories leading up to this moment. The first disciples would have been in the crowds that had been listening to Jesus preach. After all, he was preaching in the synagogues, but he was also preaching elsewhere, by the sea, in the market, where everyone could hear him. In Luke, it is recorded that after Jesus had preached by the sea, he asked Simon Peter to put his boat out into the lake and let down his nets. Peter had told him that they'd already fished all night and caught nothing, but as Jesus had asked, he would do this. The result was that the boat overflowed with fish, and they had to call Peter's neighbours to help with the enormous catch as it was about to break their nets. Their hope had finally been rewarded. Their faith had finally been rewarded. They recognised the Messiah. He had come, and they were now going to live the dream with him. But how does that work in today's world? What hopes and dreams do we have for our relationship with God? I'm going to look today particularly closely at hope. Can anyone tell me what Black Friday is? Do we know what Black Friday is? It's commercial. It's the Friday around Thanksgiving. It's an American thing that's come over here. It happens towards the end of November when all the shops are looking to get rid of their old stock and start stocking everything for Christmas, and they have some wonderful bargains for you to have, and they call it Black Friday. I think actually, being an accountant, it's got something to do with numbers that up until then they were in the red. now they're going to sell off their old stock, they'll be back in the black. That's where Black Friday comes from. Okay. Does anyone know what Blue Monday is? This is absolutely English, I tell you that. Last Monday was Blue Monday. It was the third Monday in January. What usually happens in the third or fourth week in January is a lot of people who perhaps overspent, overate, did nothing over Christmas. This is when the credit card bill flops onto the mat. The third week in January, when perhaps people have thought to themselves, I did overdo it a bit. I spent money that I really didn't need to. I bought things that I didn't really need. But there we are. We do it. As I've written here, you have too much month at the end of the money. And we are just 4 weeks away from Christmas. It feels like a long time ago, doesn't it? Absolutely. And of course, it was last year as well. The realisation may be that you hoped it wouldn't happen, but yes, you have put on weight, and yes, you are unfit, and yes, you are still smoking, and yes, you really do need to smile more. And yes, you really do need to do something about it. The new year is the time that people think of resolutions, and whatever they are, by the third week in January, 80% of resolutions have been broken. So we're back to Blue Monday again. For all of us, we have a chance every 24 hours to begin again, to begin afresh. It doesn't matter what time of year that is. And closer investigation reveals that a lot of us believe in hope. Perhaps some of us will be hoping for a bonus to pay for the extras we shouldn't have bought. Some of us will be hoping that we really are okay in the dress that is honestly one size too small and no one will notice except us. Do we hope for the light of truth and honesty when we take a really good long look and decide to positively do something about all of this? And I know all of you are really far too nice to be thinking this is the pot calling the kettle black. Or in other words, I stand before you, overweight and unfit, saying that you should be doing something about your problems. But I'm not going to, because you're too nice to think that, and I don't think that either. But I'm going to stand alongside you in the hope that I will be doing something about it all, and I hope you will too. And I believe the answer is in God. This is a revelation I've come to recently, that with God beside us, we can achieve anything. He's not old-fashioned or out of date. He's not out of touch or stuck in the past. He is as relevant today as he has always been. Through hundreds, thousands of years, back then as today, people still overspent then. They still ate too much. They still didn't exercise. They believed in God. They kept the faith and hope and the love of God alive in their lives. They hoped for the Messiah. We have hope for the second coming. So we must always be vigilant and be prepared, and we must keep hoping. We have examples in our lives of other people who have succeeded in achieving something that they didn't think they could. The lady at the back has achieved something she didn't think she was going to. She's going to own a house. This is something she's hoped for. And as you said yourself, God has blessed you. God has blessed all of us along the way, and he will continue to do so while we hope. But we have to call ourselves to action as well, not just hope. Hope is a positive feeling. Hope keeps us going. Hope encourages us. You can achieve anything with hope in your heart, and if you fail on one day, God allows us to forgive ourselves. We are human, but we must not give up. Every day is a new day. Let us try on that new day, and perhaps we can be better. Perhaps we will succeed. I think of the Trinity as being hope, faith, and love. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God is faith. Jesus is love. And that leaves the Holy Spirit is hope. The Spirit is always with us, encouraging us and supporting us. That still small voice that we must listen to. And if we do, then what we are hoping for will come a little nearer. Whatever we hope for, if God wants it for us, then the Spirit will help us achieve it. If we are hoping for good exam results, then the Spirit will make sure we are revising and working hard to succeed. If we're hoping to lose weight, then the Spirit will guide us not to buy the wrong food or not to eat the wrong food, not to be tempted. If we are hoping to grow in faith, then the Spirit will guide us to the Bible, to people, to the right course of study to help us do just that. And whatever we turn our mind to, as Hugh said earlier on, it wasn't a coincidence that he was late. He needed to give assistance to a homeless couple, but it led to a further invitation from another Christian. We don't tell people about our faith. It's something we keep to ourselves. In this instance, Hugh could have said anything for the reason he was late, but he told the truth, and the truth blessed him. The Spirit blessed him by giving him another contact with another Christian. So, although you didn't know about it, let's forget about Blue Monday. Let's take forward an enlightening and bright Sunday morning, that hope is alive along with faith and love. God is with us, His Spirit is with each and every one of us, and we continue to live in hope. Amen.